Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 90, the stanzas 1, 2, and 6. The Lord I will at all times bless, my mouth his praises shall express, in him shall all my boasting be, while all the meek rejoice with me. And what follows? Psalter 90, the stanzas 1, 2, and 6.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Colossians 3. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, a maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Colossians 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, and not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walk some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, as singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. And children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters, according to the flesh, not with eye service as men-pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord, then thou was given in this evening hour, for the second time on the first Lord's Day of this newly begun year, that we and our children may receive a place in thy house of prayer. Then thou maketh the difference. Most of the people upon the earth, where for many this day has been a day of buying, of selling, of pleasure, and not going up to thy house, not separating this day for thy worship, but to seek their own. May we be given to see what a blessing and a privilege it is, that we may still come in thy house under that old truth. But Lord, it is too short. But thou wast promised to bless the means of grace. And then on the first Lord's Day of this year, then we by renewal have heard a portion out of thy holy word, much instruction for examination, for confession, for repentance, and a begging of thee for the pardoning of all of our sins. Oh, have respect unto thy covenant, as promised, that as long as the sun and the moon endure, that they shall fear thee throughout all generations. And then by renewal in thy faithfulness, then thou wast placed the moon in the sky as a preacher. And may there be a pleading upon the same. And then by renewal in this evening hour, and then we beg of thee for this evening, but for the newly begun year, that thou may crown thy holy word with the richest blessings, for the conversion of sinners, young and old, the uncovering of false foundations, but also for the edification and the comfort of thy children. And may the prayers be multiplied to that end, O Lord. Grant yet that holy wrestling concerning the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name, where we live in serious and solemn times, wars and rumors of wars in the midst of the nations, and also in our nation, that spiritual warfare between the two kingdoms, that is greatly increasing. Then we may see the handwriting on the wall. May we be given to see it and perceive it, and that there may be a hastening for our life's sake. Bless then all the labors in the church. Help the consistory to that end. On the Sabbath day, but also during the week, wherein this week the catechism classes hope to resume house visitation, it all awaits for thy blessing. Wilt thou help fathers and mothers to instruct their children in the aforesaid doctrine? Remember the Christian school when in the day of tomorrow it hopes to resume. Wilt thou grant traveling mercies to and fro? Remember the school board, administration, instructors, and the students, and may it be richly blessed by thee. We commend thy church unto thee, the established churches, the persecuted church, many countries in this day where thy church could not freely gather as we and our children. The Jewish nation, the Jewish people, in the midst of all the bitter enmity, may they be given to cry unto thee, and that they may be taught that the promised Messiah has come, sitteth at the right hand of the Father, and from thence he is gathering a church from Jew and Gentile. Remember our mission field, the people in Bolivia, thy servant, the team, and that people in Peru. We commend unto thee the manifold temporal needs in the midst of the congregation. Many of them are known, others are hidden, but it is all known to thee. And we commend unto thee widowers, widows, half orphans, those that have brought children and dear ones to the grave. Oh, do continue to uphold them, and may they be given to do as we have heard in this morning hour, the disciples of John the Baptist, that after the funeral, they went to Jesus. All the sick and afflicted ones, the little infant, the handicapped daughter, both in the hospital, and may it please thee to be their heavenly physician, and remember the family circles with all others that are under the physician's care in special ways, undergoing treatments, grant a place at thy footstool, and make it profitable for the soul. And those that struggle with difficulties of the mind, O Lord, may it please thee to be mindful of them and grant healing. Remember all those that are near and dear unto them. Wilt thou remember the burdens, the crosses, the scars? We commend unto thee our elderly ones, our Bethesda, their residents, and those that care for them. And then in this week, an old widow hopes to commemorate her 91st birthday. In the years gone by, then thou was wonderfully watched over her, has become very old. Eternity is drawing nigh, O Lord, above all things. May it please thee to save her never dying soul. We remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Lord, wilt thou keep our dear youth under the old truth and under the old ways. Ah, convert us as thou hast converted all thy people. And then there shall be a love willing to sacrifice. And then there shall be a striving for that truth. And then thou shalt receive all the honor and all the glory. We remember our poor country that continues on its downward spiral. Ah, Lord, may it please thee to yet show a little mercy. Wilt thou remember our community? May it please thee to pour out thy Holy Spirit upon us. Lord, we humbly ask thee that thou may grant thy gracious help in this evening hour. May thy word go forth with power divine. May the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy great and worthy name. Do pardon us of all of our transgressions. For Christ's sake only. Amen. Psalter 223, the three stanzas. Wherever as creatures gather, the unseen God is near. Let rulers fear their ruler, their judge let judges fear. And what follows, Psalter 223, the three stanzas. Thank you. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 39. Question 104. What doth God require in the fifth commandment? Answer, that I show all honor, love, and fidelity to my father and mother, and all in authority over me, and submit myself to their good instruction and correction with due obedience, and also patiently bear with their weaknesses and infirmities, as since it pleases God to govern us by their hand. Lord's Day 39, the fifth commandment, which speaks of honoring those in authority. Three thoughts. First, the foundation of this authority. Secondly, the responsibility of those in authority. And in the third place, the obedience to those in authority. The fifth commandment, which speaks of honoring those in authority. The foundation of this authority, the responsibility of those in authority, and the obedience to them in authority. Thus, first, the foundation of this authority, and that congregation is found in the holy word of God, because the instructors, they have concluded, as since it pleases God to govern us by their hand. Already in paradise, in the state of rectitude, then the Lord has given order. The devil does not like order. He loves chaos. And to that end, the Lord has placed Adam to be head of his wife. And now the fifth commandment is the first commandment in the second table. The first table, that I love God with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, and with my strength. And the second table, that I love my neighbor as myself. And the first three commandments, they begin with that word, thou. Also the last five commandments. The last commandment of the first table, we have heard it. And that begins with remember. And that has included the family circle, sons and daughters. And now for keeping the Sabbath day holy, and then it begins in the family circle. And then in the beginning of the second table, and then it begins with that word honor, family circles, that also the Sabbath day may be kept. concerning the fifth commandment. And then we think, of course, those are the words, honor thy father and thy mother. But we have read out of Colossians 3. And before it spoke, before Paul has written to this church, concerning children, honoring their parents, and then we first read in verse 18 and 19, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. And then it is so necessary that children, that they may be given to see between husband and wife how much they love one another, and that they may have the example of love. And the commandment, boys and girls, reads, honor thy father and thy mother. But that does not mean that you must honor father more and better than mother. To that end, in Leviticus 19 verse 3, the order is reversed. And then it is necessary that children may be given to see love between their parents, and that children also realize, if I disobey mother and do not listen so well, then I am also disobeying a father. The Lord in his wisdom and in his goodness, then he has given of fathers, many types of fathers. And when we consider the fifth commandment, then with our mind, then we can know it and we can see it. How profitable is when fathers are obeyed. But now our trouble in our deep fallen Adam was pride, that we have rebelled against the Lord. And now we all like to be kings. That is already seen in little children. But then we do well to consider the wisdom and goodness of the Lord, that he has appointed fathers. And then there are many types of fathers. Then first we speak of natural fathers and mothers. What a privilege. We think of the half orphans in our midst. The Bible, Mordecai, Esther, in our day, there are many children that undoubtedly cry themselves to sleep because of broken homes, no love, a separation, the list is long. And Paul has written to Timothy, in 2 Timothy 3, the first 5 verses, that in the latter days there shall be a great falling away. Thus what a blessing it is. Ah, may we be given to appreciate it. When there is love, No, it is all outside of paradise. No perfection. But when there may be love in the family circle, because what is a home without love? And then it is necessary to that end that God's holy word may have a central place, that it may be our lamp and our light, to be instructed in the things of the Lord, also concerning the family circles. Then we speak of aged fathers, the elderly ones, grandparents, great-grandparents. And we read in Proverbs 16, the hoary head is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. We have church fathers, the office bearers. Hebrews 13, verse 17, obey that have the rule over you. Submit yourself, for they watch over your souls. They must give an account. And then we have school fathers. Those are the instructors, the teachers that instruct our children. And then boys and girls is included. Bus fathers, fathers and mothers that drive the bus to bring us safely to and fro from and to school. We have political fathers. They are the government. Do we not read in Romans 13, ordained of God? And further, we read, let every soul be subject to the higher powers that be ordained of God. And in 1 Timothy 2, verse 2, that we may live a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. There are many countries where there is much turmoil, many fears, dictators, corruption, political fathers that are seeking their own and not the welfare of the inhabitants of the country. And as we come closer to the end of the earth, then that turmoil shall only increase. And then it is still a privilege and a blessing that we may live in a country, oh, it is true, have departed so far from the Lord, from His word and from His law, the bitter fruits they are seen, divorces, separated family, hatred and envy. And the family circle that is the foundation of society and of a country. And the psalmist has declared in Psalm 11, verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Satan has but a short time, and we live in a day that Satan, with all the powers of hell, are trying to destroy the two roses that the Lord has left out of paradise, and that is the Lord's day, and that is marriage. and together with the family circle. Because when the family circle is broken up, then a country cannot and shall not prosper. And also for the welfare of the church. And then it is so important, the fifth commandment, each their rightful place, and that God's word may have a central place. And then further, employer fathers, we have heard it out of Colossians, also a word concerning as servants, and what a blessing and a privilege that there is employment for our people. That is not the case in all countries, many countries where there is much unemployment, discouragement, and despair. Then we may also mention all the brothers and sisters also have a place in the family circle, especially when father and mother are gone. And then older siblings, what a blessing that you can be to your father and mother in the way also of example for the family circle. Then finally, we read in the scriptures of spiritual fathers and mothers, Ruth, Nehemiah, Timothy, Paul. Thus then we hear that this commandment is very broad and very wide. And when we consider the family circle and concerning children, then in the verses of Colossians 3, the verses 18 through 21, then first, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. And then, we have children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. And fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Our second thought, the responsibility of those in authority. Then in the home, has been said before, the husband is the head and the mother is the heart of the home. Both their God-given place. And we read Proverbs 31, verse 28. And then our young men and our young women, and then they should know what is written in that chapter, because there is written of a virtuous wife, her price is far above rubies. And then it should be the prayer of a young man that in the Lord's providence he may receive such a wife, of Proverbs 31, and for a young daughter that she may be such a wife. And then we read, her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Thus our second thought, that is the responsibility of those in authority. Then in the first place, then it is necessary for those in authority, in whatever place they are set, and let us mention fathers and mothers, that they also show the highest regard for God-given authority, and especially the reverence for God's holy word. What saith the Lord? Then we read in the answer and submit myself to their good instruction. Thus that implies those in authority that they are called to instruct. In Deuteronomy 6, the verses 6 through 9, there it is spoken that these words shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt speak of them on the way when thou liest down, when thou raiseth up, as shall be upon the post of thy house. And in Psalm 78, the verses 4 through 7, that the wonders of the Lord may be told unto their children, that they may set their hope in God. And then it is so necessary, and I know we live in a very busy time, but fathers and mothers, how important it is that when your children are young, that you form that bond around God's holy word, to instill in your children a holy reverence for his holy word, and that your children may see in your life the place that God's holy word may have. And then with the prayer that when your children become older, that they come to you with their many questions and with their difficulties, then it is necessary that we speak to our children concerning the Lord, concerning all the Lord's attributes, his goodness and his justice, and not the one at the expense of the other. Then further, the Lord has given helps. The first responsibility falls on the parents, but the church and the Christian school to be a help. And then we must have a realization that we are all fallen creatures. Also our children, Job 14 verse 4, who can bring a clean out of an unclean? And then we must realize, because they read in Isaiah 28 verse 10, line upon line and precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, our children are more as bottles with a smaller opening, and then much shall fall to the wayside, but nevertheless, I read in Proverbs 22 verse 6, train up a child in the way that he shall go, and when he is old, he will not depart from the same. than it can seem to parents that the children do not listen. But oftentimes it happens that children say, "Father and mother, do you not remember that you have told us this? Father and mother have forgotten, but the children have remembered, of course, accompanied with unceasing prayer that the Lord may keep our children, that He restrains them, that He lets them not go in the world or under a false religion, above all begging the Lord, as He has promised, to work from generation to generation, and submit myself to their good instruction, of course, accompanied by example." Reverend Tiptoff, a minister of a former age, has often been repeated that children, they take more notice of what they see than what they hear. Of course, must go together. And then, concerning prayer, I read of that godly Job. In Job 1 verse 5, that on a certain day, when his children were together, that he has offered offerings for each of them, saying, if perhaps they were sinning. Thus, that tells that those children, that they had a close walk to God's word. And then further, we have read it out of Colossians 3, and not to provoke to wrath, to have patience with our children, and when they are very stressed out, that we wait to speak and to correct them. Then they need to be disciplined because the instructors have said their good instruction and correction. Then it is so important that fathers and mothers, when their children become older, even late in the night, during the night, when they come to you with their questions and difficulties, that you may be glad how tired that you are, and that you may be given to speak with them. Then our children, as they become older, then they need to feel that their home is a place where their friends are welcomed. What a blessing it is for fathers and mothers when their children's friends oftentimes may spend their time in the family circles. Then further, then the responsibility, because concerning this commandment, the secular world has very different thoughts than a child needs the opportunity to bud and to develop. Then they may not be too much restrained, then they must not be disciplined. If you give them the opportunity, then the world shall become a better place. And that is promoted in manifold ways. Also, with all the technology, and in that respect, then fathers and mothers, may you be given to do what your hand finds to do. Then thus far, boys and girls, then we have not spoken about you, about the duty of children, and to those in authority, that is our third thought, but let us first sing. Psalter 435, the stanzas 1, 2, and 6. My soul with holy awe remember the Lord in brightest majesty. At Horeb's mount gave there his statutes and spake these words to hear and see. And what follows, 435, 1, 2, and 6. the fifth commandment, which speaks of honoring those in authority. The foundation of this authority, the responsibility of those in authority, and then let us add, then it is also necessary that we encourage and commend our children. They also stand in need of those things, that they become not overly encouraged, discouraged, and to that end, that when they do well, that we commend them. Thirdly, the obedience to those in authority. And then the instructors, they have said that I show all honor. That is respect for our fathers, the place our mothers, the place that the Lord has given them. But not only honor, but that we show them much love. Then it is good, boys and girls, to sometime think of everything that father and mother have done and do for us. If you think when you were small, and boys and girls, then you can ask father and mother when you go home whether you were a fussy baby when you were little. And then to remember all the hours, even in the night watches, to feed, to care for you. When you think when you were sick, whenever it was, that how your parents, they have cared for you. You think of all the labor your father does to supply your daily bread. When we consider all those things, then how must you repay them? Oh, we would say that is impossible. But to repay them with your love and with your obedience, and that even times that you do extra things to make them happy. The old Apostle John, he is written in 2 John 4. He was traveling a certain place, and then he met with children of a certain lady. And then when he was home, he has taken his pen, and he has written, I rejoiced greatly when I found of thy children walking in truth. And we may believe not only outwardly the old ways, but also in a spiritual sense. And in 3 John 4, then he is written that he has found no greater joy than when he found of those children walking in the truth. And those are the happiest children, that do their best, that ask the Lord that they may obey their parents, try to make them happy when they are very little, when they become a little older, and also when they grow up. Then further, the instructors, they mention fidelity, that means to be dedicated, faithful, a sense of duty, and not put their trust to shame. The instructors speak to submit to their good instruction and to their correction. Our children know when you have a tree, when it is little, then you can bend it. In Corsica, there was an old father and mother that had a house in town. And there was an evergreen tree that was leaning one way. And that old father, he put a stake and a fence post in the ground, and then a chain with a come along, also a rope, that he tried to straighten that tree out. But it was a very difficult task because that tree was quite old, and that had its roots firmly in the ground. Thus, that was a special preaching to the people in Corsica, that boys and girls, as that little tree, when we are still more flexible, that we may be straight and led on the right way. Then our instructors have written with due obedience. That speaks immediately, cheerfully, willingly. Have examples in the Bible, Joseph, David, the Rechabites, but that due obedience, that word due, that also refers insofar that it is according to God's holy word. In Daniel 3, King Nebuchadnezzar has made a golden image. And then he had players of instruments to play music, because music has a great effect. Devil also knows that. And therefore may we be kept from worldly music. Many a youth has been the beginning of going astray and the hardening of the heart. And then Nebuchadnezzar has commanded, when the musical instruments were played, then all the people had to fall to the ground. Then those three friends of Daniel, of course Nebuchadnezzar has bestowed many favors, given them a special place. And Nebuchadnezzar was a political father, but he has commanded something contrary to God's holy word. And therefore those three men, they may not obey. Daniel 6, King Darius has made a decree that for 30 days the people were not to ask a favor of any man or God. But Daniel must obey God above man. And therefore, Daniel, not in secret, but on his regular place, with opened windows to Jerusalem, and then he has prayed. Acts 5, verse 29, when the Jewish rulers, when they have commanded the apostles not to preach in the name of Jesus, then the apostles have stated, we ought to obey God rather than man. Thus this obedience, insofar that it is according to God's word, then fathers may never use their authority for their profit, for their pleasure, and for their honor. And then we mention the awful sin of incest, where fathers abuse their authority, which has destroyed so many bodies, so many souls, families, and churches. May the Lord keep us and our children from that horrible sin. Then further in this commandment, then there is a promise annexed. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord giveth thee. A general promise. Then in the first place, because we say it is a general promise, where it pleases the Lord also to take children with the fear of the Lord, that honor their father and mother, and that the Lord takes them into glory. Think of the son of Jeroboam, where there was something good found. That promise that refers in the first place for the children of Israel to the land of Canaan. That promise an incentive for sons and daughters to honor their father, and at times then it pleases the Lord to take obedient children early out of this life. He does it for his honor and for his glory and for their good. Thus, as an encouragement, then the Lord has added a promise. We have examples in the scripture of disobedient children. Think of Absalom. Think of the sons of Eli. And I read in Proverbs 20, verse 20, whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamb shall be put out in obscure darkness. I have told you, children, before, of the viper. Do you remember that story? They tell us that on a cold winter day, there was a man traveling on a pathway, and on that pathway he saw a viper that is a poisonous snake. And that man pitied that snake, because that snake was so cold, freezing. And do you know what that man has done? He picked that snake up and he put it in his inner pocket so that snake could warm up, and then he would find a place of shelter for that snake. And do you remember, boys and girls, what that snake has done? was in that man's pocket close to his body. Then that snake warmed up and he became lively. And then that snake, he bit that man, put his poison in him, and that man died. Then I'm sure you think that is an awful thing. And do you know what that viper is now a picture of? That is a picture of a boy and girl when they become older, that they become disobedient, that they give their father and mother a lot of pain, a lot of sorrow. There have even been sons and daughters that on account of those things that we would say, they have brought their parents prematurely to the grave. I hope, boys and girls, that you never become such a viper, but that you may be given to ask the Lord, that you may be obedient children, helpful children, and above all, a new heart. Not a forced obedience, because that only lasts for so long, but a loving obedience. Oh, to receive a new heart that loves and fears the Lord, and a desire to walk according to all His commandments, and also concerning the fifth commandment, then by renewal, then there is much guilt. But now the wonder. Also for the sins against this commandment, and not without repentance and confession. Repentance unto God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Than to need and to be found in Him when He was 12 years old, wished ye not that I must be in my Father's business and of Him of whom we read in Luke 2, verse 51. And He went down with them unto Nazareth, and was subject unto them. His name has been called Jesus because He has come to save His people from their sins. We may begin another year. The first Lord's Day. The Lord bind us together in love and unity around the old truths and the old ways. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank Thee that Thou hast granted unto us and our children this first Lord's Day, could come up to Thy courts, has given some words to speak. And, Lord, Thou hast written that by the foolishness of preaching, that Thou wouldst save sinners. May it be blessed to that end. We commend unto Thee all of our family circles, fathers and mothers and children, and may love abound. May Thy holy word have a central place. And may that be seen and reflected. We may commence another week. We commend unto thee the mothers in the home with the children, the daytime, the night watches, at work, at school, on the way, wherever we are called to be. We remember all those that are also called to labor in the night watches, caring for the elderly, the sick, those that work in departments of emergency. Wilt thou also help and remember them? Wilt thou then in this week keep us from harm and danger, from sin and temptation, and above all from an unreconciled death? Lord, we remember the little infant child in the hospital. Oh, wilt thou grant further improvement, and that in due time, that the parents may take their precious little son homewards. Remember the handicapped daughter. Wilt thou help the physicians, sanctify the callings, give a prayer for one another, and when thou granteth health, strength, and prosperity, ah, may we be humbled thereunder. And Lord, remember those that struggle with weakness of mind. Wonder doing God, wilt thou remember? Bring us now safely to our dwellings. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 333, the four stanzas. How I love thy law, O Lord, daily joy its truths afford. In its constant light I go, wise to conquer every foe. And what follows, 333, the four stanzas.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.